The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, from chip wars to warring families, the massive hit TV series Succession is about to have its series finale. The show follows the fictional Roy family, apparently inspired by various media families, including the Murdochs. As the final series comes to an end, did we learn anything about business or even family business amid the comedic asides, the conflict and the swear words? Author Anna Carey has been giving it some thought.
OK, I have a confession to make as I'm on The Business today. Although I've watched and hugely enjoyed every single episode of Succession, captivated by the scheming and backstabbings of the Roy siblings as they fight for both their tyrannical mogul father's approval and control of his empire.
Roman.
Frank.
Good morning.
No, correction. It is not a good morning from my POV because you're here and I hate you.
Oh, come on, kid.
I have to admit that the business details kind of wash over me.
If you count them out, deadlock. Continuity prevails. I'm chairman. Casting vote. I win. It's over.
Maybe things would be different if I'd done business studies at school. But I went to one of the few state schools that still taught Latin in the 1980s. And I chose to study that instead. On the plus side, this means that I know who the original Romulus was.
Yeah, sure. Who doesn't?
On the minus side, it means that when Carl and Frank start attempting to advise Roman Roy about the finer points of board shares, I'm like Charlie Brown in the Peanuts cartoons when an adult starts talking. All I hear is... But the thing is, I suspect Roman Roy didn't pay much attention to business studies either. Maybe he did Latin too, in an attempt to bond with his terrible father.
That's more than you think, like a billion.
Roman, you're a moron.
To be fair, power and money and what it does to people who acquire it is always more interesting than balance sheets, isn't it? And especially when those people are part of a family. And what did their obsession with business do to this family? The answer is, basically, nothing good.
You don't have a business strategy, Dad. Your whole business model is based on seducing presidents. You're a really high-class hooker. No offense.
Pretty much everyone in Succession has been warped by living in the moral wasteland of Logan Roy's business empire.
I don't know, I think it's getting to people, Dad, the tension.
He ate my chicken.
They may have more money than all of us will see in a lifetime, but their worlds are stunted and lonely.
Oh, waitress service, okay. I shall have a Cuba Libre and a club sandwich, please.
Oh, okay. Well, let me grab a couple of kids' menus and I'll be right back.
A series of boardrooms and yachts and blandly luxurious apartments, interspersed with moments in beautiful landscapes that they are incapable of enjoying. Watching Succession will make you actively glad you're not one of the super rich, honestly. Unless you're happy to be hounded, hauled over the coals, and or humiliated by your own kin.
Frank, it's not been the same without you. It's been better.
All of the Roy's personal connections are touched and tainted by the fact that they are not just a family, they are shareholders of a business.
It's important to remember two fundamental things about the news. One, it's new. All the things that are new. The many news.
And their roles in that business are, in their minds, inextricably linked with their father's love, or the lack of it. If only they had spent some of their money on therapy instead of real estate and private jets.
You're marrying a man fathoms beneath you because you don't want to risk being betrayed.
You're a f***ing coward.
But such dynamics aren't just issues for billionaire moguls. Many Irish families have been split by disputes over farms. But whether you've got a factory, a studio, or a farmyard, a 2022 piece in the Harvard Business Review by Edmund Clark highlighted the crucial importance for all family businesses of establishing solid succession plans.
You're so jealous of what you've given your own kids. You can't handle it. You can't work it out.
Clark concluded, the future of ownership structure is a decision every family business owner must face. And each one of them comes at a cost. It all seems terribly stressful, to be honest, whether you're a high flyer or not. Maybe it was a good thing I didn't do business studies, after all.
Long may they so remain.
You're here.
You're here.
You're here.
Anna Carey there. Thank you very much for that.